Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear him. And the Pharisees and the scribes grumbling said, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So far the text. Erdmann Neumeister was a Lutheran pastor and a poet. He lived from May 12, 1671 to August 18, 1756. He was a superior musician and even worked with Bach writing cantatas. He was also a very faithful Lutheran theologian. And he spoke against pietism that was arising in the church at that time. And it was that very pietism that caused many Lutherans to leave the home country and come to America. His hymn, "Jesus Sinners Thus Receive," was written in 1718, and it's been sung by the church ever since. Now, Martin Luther viewed music as a divine gift, essential for worship, and a powerful tool for expressing faith and uplifting the human spirit. Luther believed that music deserved the highest praise next to the Word of God. He emphasized that music is a gift of God, capable of driving away evil spirits and bringing joy to the people. Luther famously stated, "Next after theology, I give music the highest place and the greatest honor." He regarded music as a means to calm the soul and a discipline that promotes order and good manners. Now, the Lutheran Church has always been known as a singing church, while other denominations during the time of the Reformation also were adding music. We Lutherans were the first really to use our hymnody to teach and confess what we believe. In 1534, the Achtergesangbuch, pardon my German, was published, and its aim was to make God's word available to the public through music. Our current Lutheran hymn book in front of you, the Lutheran Service Book, holds more than 600 hymns. These hymns have been selected by a committee to enhance and to aid the telling of the divine story. If you page through our hymnal, you'll see that the seasons or the theological times divide our hymns. The hymn we are looking at today, "Jesus Sinners Doth Receive," is found in the section of hymns about confession and absolution. "Jesus Sinners Doth Receive" is a perfect example of how a hymn can enhance and deepen our appreciation of God's word. Please look at the words of this hymn with me today and compare them with our gospel reading. Each stanza of the hymn echoes the message of Luke 15, where we hear the Lord declare that sins are forgiven and that the lost are redeemed. Let's look now at how Reverend Neumeister describes this greatest gift of confession and absolution in this hymn. "Jesus sinners doth receive, O may all this saying ponder, who in sin's delusions live, and from God in heaven wander. Here is hope for all who grieve, Jesus sinners doth receive." Now this opening stanza invites everyone who feels burdened by sin or feels distant from God to reflect on the hope that is found in Christ, just as in Luke 15, where Jesus tells the parables of the lost sheep, the lost coin, and eventually the parable of the prodigal son. Neumeister's hymn proclaims that no one is excluded from God's mercy. The hymn assures us that Jesus welcomes every repentant sinner, offering comfort and restoration to all who believe that he is true God and true man, and who by his death and resurrection has made full atonement for sin. The second verse, "We deserve but grief and shame, yet his words, rich grace revealing, pardon, peace, and life proclaim. Here their ills have perfect healing. Who with humble hearts believe, Jesus sinners doth receive." This stanza beautifully summarizes the heart of the gospel. Though we deserve only death and misery because of our sins, Christ's gracious words declare forgiveness, peace, and new life. The hymn emphasizes the redemption given to all, echoing the assurance from Scripture that all who come to him in repentance and faith are fully accepted and restored. In this way, the hymn not only reinforces our understanding of confession and absolution, but also encourages us to trust in the boundless mercy of our Savior. Sheep that from the fold did stray, no true shepherd ever forsaketh. Weary souls that lost their way, Christ the shepherd gently taketh. In his arms that they may live, Jesus sinners doth receive. The third stanza draws a vivid image of Jesus as the good shepherd, lovingly seeking out those who have wandered away. Just as the shepherd in Luke 15 rejoices over the one lost sheep that is found, Neumeister, in this hymn, assures us that Christ does not abandon anyone who has strayed. Instead, he gently carries the weary and lost back into his fold, granting him the gift of life and acceptance. Through these words, the hymn reminds us that no matter how far we have drifted, Christ's compassion and forgiveness are always available to us. Come ye sinners, one and all, come accept his invitation. Come obey his gracious call, come and take his free salvation. Firmly in these words believe, Jesus sinners doth receive. Now if you're following along in the hymnal, you'll see that this one has been omitted from our current Lutheran Standard service book, but it still serves as an appeal to all to receive the free gifts that we receive in our baptism, and that is his word, his body and blood, and the absolution to our confession. The invitation is extended universally. No one is excluded from the promise of salvation offered by Jesus. He died that all might live. By urging sinners to respond to Christ and trust his word, the hymn presents faith not as a burdensome demand, but as a generous gift. The assurance that Jesus sinners doth receive reinforces that God's love is freely given, the gift of eternal life. I, a sinner, come to thee with a penitent confession. Savior, mercy show to me, grant for all my sins remission. Let these words my soul receive, Jesus sinner doth receive. Now this stanza marks a kind of a turning point in the hymn where we become more personal. We're shifting from the general invitation to all to an individual response to his offering. Here we openly acknowledge that we need forgiveness, coming before Christ with humility and repentance. This the recognition of how great our sins are, who only cleanse us from them, highlights the heart of the Christian confession. Through these words, the hymn reassures us that every sinner, that through Jesus' work of redemption and the Holy Spirit's work of sanctification, the promise of salvation is assured because Jesus sinners doth receive. Oh, how blessed it is to know, were as scarlet my transgression, it shall be as white as snow by thy blood and bitter passion. For these words I now believe, Jesus sinners doth receive. This heartfelt confession also personalizes the message of the hymn and serves as a reminder of Jesus' sacrifice for all seeking reconciliation and forgiveness. It reminds us that no sin is too great to be forgiven, and that Jesus' suffering and death, resurrection and ascension, has now opened the door to eternal life. For all that believe on his name, and we are washed clean by the blood of the Lamb. Now my conscience is at peace. From the law I stand acquitted. Christ has purchased my release and my every sin remitted. Naught remains my soul to grieve. Jesus sinners doth receive. This stanza celebrates the assurance and freedom found in Christ's forgiveness. The words reflect the joy of a conscience set at rest, no longer burdened by guilt or the demands of the law. Because Jesus has fully paid the price for our sins, the believer can rejoice in the knowledge that by Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, we now have pardon and peace that comes by being reconciled to our Father in heaven. The refrain, "Jesus sinners doth receive," thus becomes a triumphant declaration, emphasizing the completeness of God's saving work and inviting all to rest in his gracious acceptance. "Jesus sinners doth receive, also I have been forgiven, and when I this earth must leave, I shall find an open heaven. Dying still, to him I cleave, Jesus sinners doth receive." The concluding verse brings this hymn's message full circle, affirming that the believer's confidence in eternal life through Christ. It underscores that the forgiveness and faith received in this life secures entrance into heaven, even at the hour of death. The phrase, "dying, still to him I cleave," expresses that we trust in no one but Jesus, assured by and holding firm to his promise to be with us even until the ends of the earth. He sends us his Holy Spirit that leads us beyond our earthly existence and into everlasting fellowship with our Father. As pointed out, our Lutheran hymns are more than just a joyful sound. While they certainly do bring joy to the heart, they also teach. By dissecting this hymn, we can see that confession and absolution are one of God's means of grace. In other words, a gift that enables us to receive the forgiveness of our sins. As it says in 1 John, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But this beautiful hymn, while pointing out that we are powerless against sin, deserve nothing, and we deserve nothing but eternal damnation, tells us that God has sent his beloved Son to take all of our sins and covered them with his blood on the cross. Not only did he take our sins away, he sent his Holy Spirit to increase our faith and to lead us back into his arms so that we may always be with him and the Father forever in a paradise that no one can even imagine how great it'll be. So, my friends, trust in the promise we hear in this hymn. Confess your sins to God publicly and individually, as you have learned in your catechism, and receive the promised absolution, knowing that Jesus sinners doth receive. May the peace of the Lord keep your hearts and minds in faith until his coming again. Amen.